Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Baha Alotcha is the 36th weekly Torah portion in the annual Jewish cycle of Torah readings. It is the third reading in the Book of Numbers, or is the first distinctive word of the parasha, and the Hebrew is usually translated, "When you step up." Discussion in the Torah for this week is about the menorah and the tabernacle, the consecration of the Levites, how a cloud and fire led the Israelites, the silver trumpets, and how the Israelites put out on their journeys, and the complaints of the Jews, and how Miriam and Aaron questioned Moses. This is from Devarim, chapter 8, verse 1 through chapter 12, verse 16. Connection between the parsha in the Torah and the Haftorah is the lights of the menorah, which are used to symbolically represent God's eyes, keeping watch on the earth. And in the Haftorah, the angel of God explains the message of Zechariah's vision of the menorah. Quote, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts," close quote. Both the Parsha and the Haftorah discuss the purification of priests and their clothes. The Parsha in the purification of the Levites, and the Haftorah in the purification of the high priest, Joshua. This unraveler was written by Rabbi Ita Paskine, who was the rabbi in Fairfax, Virginia. It was promulgated on June 7th in 2014. She wrote, "The Haftorah is Zechariah, chapter 2, verses 14 through chapter 4, verses 7. She writes, "The Haftorah this week is taken from the early part of the book of Zechariah, one of the latest prophets, along with Haggai and Malachi, and requires a bit of historical context. Zechariah lived and prophesied around the time of the Jews' return to the land of Israel after the Babylonian exile, granted to them by King Cyrus of Persia in 538 BCE. Now, 18 years later, King Darius renews the promise to the Jewish community to allow them to rebuild the temple and most welcome decree. It's at this point in the story that Zechariah's prophecy is recorded. The selection for the Haftorah includes several snapshots of Zechariah's prophecies, including an image of the future high priest Joshua shedding his soiled garments and receiving new garments, and a diadem on his head, a bright future for the entire ritual system centered in Jerusalem. Zechariah also goes into great detail as he envisions the seven-branch menorah, which ties the Haftorah to the Parsha and its command to the priests to keep the menorah in the Mishkan burning each day. The Haftarah concludes with God's famous words to the secular leader Zerubbabel, quote, "Not by might nor by power, by my spirit," close quote, will the community succeed. Although Zechariah describes a physical menorah, this religious object's functions as a strong symbol of hope within the Haftarah. The Jewish community is experiencing a time of great flux. The people are returning to their land after the destruction of the first temple, and they are engaged in the rebuilding of Jerusalem. They are also searching for signs that God approves of the plan to rebuild and blesses the people's efforts. The golden, decorated, illuminated menorah is one such sign of approval. Zechariah takes these hopes a step further in his prophecy. He points to Zerubbabel, governor of the province of Judah, as the potential appointed leader or Messiah. Zerubbabel, along with the priest Joshua, have the potential, says Zechariah, to unite a repatriated Jewish people. leading them into and through a period of peaceful sovereignty in the land. As we know very well, Zerubbabel did not turn out to be the Messiah, as Zechariah prophesies. He did, however, join forces with Joshua, encourage the rebuilding of the temple, which was completed in 1515 BCE. What is striking about Zechariah's words in this Haftarah is his tone. He is completely confident in God's plan for the Jewish people. He is filled with hope for this people who have lived through destruction and exile. To the modern Jewish ear, Zechariah's faith may seem extreme, knowing what he lived through and what would befall the Jewish people again in the year 70 CE. However, we can look to Zechariah's prophetic leadership, as well as the leadership of Joshua and Zerubbabel, as an example of transformational Jewish leadership. Some in our world lead through the Spirit, others through getting things done. The Jewish community of the time needed all of these leaders, as we do today. That ends the Unraveler. Comments from your Darshan. Remember, I am not a rabbi or a scholar. I'm just Yehudi Pashut Meharei, Baltimore. I'm just a simple Jew from the hills of Baltimore. Couple of notes. Zechariah means God remembers. We know very little about his life, except we find in the book which is attributed to him. Most modern scholarship believes Zechariah was written by at least two different people. Zechariah 1 through 8, sometimes was referred to as the first Zechariah, was originally written in the 6th century BC, and the rest of it, Zechariah chapters 9 through 14, frequently referred to as the second Zechariah, contains within the text no datable references to a specific event or individuals, but many scholars believe the date would be the 5th century BCE. Many scholars take the opinion that it makes use of the books of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, or Ezekiel, which is frequently referred to as the Deuteronomic history. And the themes of the first Zechariah has led some commentators to believe that the second Zechariah may have been a disciple of the prophet Zechariah. There are some scholars who go even further and divide the second Zechariah into second Zechariah and a third Zechariah, since each begins with a heading oracle. Some of these comments will be of interest to you. Thank you very much for your attention. And as said by those of us south of the Mason-Dixon line, Shalom, all you all.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.